Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it is a free-for-all Friday afternoon, nice and breezy. It's kind of cloudy, getting ready for the weather tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Ian Ozan is in our traffic center. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. And Coleman is with us, too. Ian is off today. Ian Hoke is off today. So, look, tomorrow is expected to be kind of a stormy day. Are you guys kind of looking forward to just maybe... being forced to do nothing and just maybe kick back and relax?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who like kind of likes the rain. Again, I say this, I don't want anybody's plans to be interrupted, so forgive us if we have this attitude, but I have no plans tomorrow, and I like the idea that I can just be like sheltered in my apartment and be comfortable, and it's just storming outside. I love that. Do you like that?
I do. Eddie Rabbit loved a rainy night. I loved a rainy day because that means it forces me to sit back, do nothing, and relax. I have a hard time relaxing and taking time off, and... really, with the weather we're going to get tomorrow, with heavy winds, with possible tornadic activity and the hail, I have a good excuse not to go anywhere, not to get in the car, and just to sit and watch it go by.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the color on the map, and we usually don't get those colors this far south. Usually this is stuff mainly up toward Jackson, but, you know, we're getting those, I don't know what it is on the scale. I know there's light.
There's light green, then green, then yellow, then... orange, red, and the pink, I think, is where central Alabama and Mississippi are seeing right now, because they're level 5, which is the highest level on this scale. Right now, we're at a level 4, which means, as we said a second ago, high winds, possible tornadic activity. Jay Grimes, the state climatologist, said possible EF2 tornadoes and that threat of damaging hail, though the threat of hail has been diminished by the National Weather Service. They've pulled back on that a little bit.
Yeah, and Coleman, I mean, do you enjoy a rainy afternoon?
I can't share your joy for two reasons. Well, one, I usually do the St. Patrick's Day parade Saturday. I had plans on doing it, but of course it got canceled and moved. And also, you know, they're doing some work here in the studio, and they require my presence here tomorrow. So I have to make my way here just to make sure everything kind of goes okay. Also get training with the new equipment. So I'll be here doing
it. But there's some big windows in the studio. I mean, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry you have to work, because I figure a rainy afternoon, Ian, you know, all we would need is to give Coleman a bottle of Jack Daniels or a Jägermeister. He'll be fine.
Let's give him a bottle of something, put him on the air doing the weather report. It'll be a great Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it's great out here.
So, look, what is the impression of Bill Belichick? I think he's 72. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, I mean, look, if the guy can do it, I mean, that's fine. But you can't tell me because he's, you know, I mean, you just can't tell me that she would pick him out in a bar or something and go, man, I got to meet that guy. I mean, they're in it because the publicity benefits each other. You think they really love each other?
I don't know, but I know she'll help him recruit kids to UNC now that he's coaching there.
You know, I guess that's true. But, you know, she is an instant star now. Because of her relationship with him, she's going to have instant cred on social media from now on.
Absolutely. And Belichick now gets a little bit of cred with younger kids who may be a little too young to remember his heyday with the Patriots some 25 years ago. 25 years ago? It's been that long since he took over the Patriots?
God, I know. It's amazing how time goes by.
Whenever you see these disproportionate age gaps in relationships, I always wonder how did they cross paths? Like, where was Bill Belichick, or where was I'm quite sure she's the girlfriend's probably a socialite. They just know where the happening places are, and I'm only asking because I also want to figure out where these places are so I can score me a sugar mama. Maybe there's a volleyball coach somewhere that needs a young person.
In most cases, if there's a volleyball coach out there, she's not going to be interested in you.
Right.
No, but I mean, you know, you do wonder where they meet. But I mean, there are women out there who troll for rich men.
Yeah, they do.
They're out there.
And there's some rich men who are trolling for someone who will give them a little bit of attention because, in some cases, they're awkward as hell.
You know, when I was growing up, you know, we just never even thought about the possibility of being, you know, active in that sort of physical way, you know, past the age of 70. But, you know, because of, medical advancements, it's possible to be quite active later in life.
My question is, was Belichick on one of these dating apps? And if so, why in the world has he not come forward to get an endorsement?
No, that's true. But, you know, I mean, but if a rich guy like Bill Belichick, you know, this is an interesting story. And I've told it on the air before. But, you know, there was a time, you know, I had met Bret Michaels and we were hanging out in New Orleans and we were in the French Quarter. Bret Michaels wanted to help me, you know, find a woman for him. I knew a girl that worked at a strip club. So we went to the club, and anyway, I got Bret Michaels set up. I'm thinking, if Bret Michaels needs me to set him up with somebody, what chance would I have? He's freaking Bret Michaels, for God's sake.
Also, on that note, while we're talking about being set up and the chances of being set up, if I were to slip into Gail Benson's DMs, do you think I have a shot? Because I think Gail Benson is a very attractive woman, and I think, you know, She's like so beautiful, awesome attitude. You know, nothing to do with her stature at all, but
I don't know, Scoop, do you have people who know Gail? Have your people get in touch with her people?
Well, yeah, I mean, would you consider changing to Catholicism? I think that would be a prerequisite for Gail Benson. I don't mean that in a critical way. I just know that she's just such a devout Catholic that I can't imagine her saying to you, Coleman, honey, I'm going to church. I'll see you later. She would want to go to church with you. In fact, I think she met Tom Benson at church.
Correct.
Well, I don't have a shot then.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you move for another target. But yeah, it's just interesting that, you know, some women are looking for sugar daddies and Coleman's looking for a sugar mama. I mean, they must exist out there, right?
They're out there. You have to know where to find them. And the problem is with dating apps and everything like that nowadays, it's becoming more difficult because when you get on a dating app, you realize that the dating pool is awfully shallow and you're going to hit your head.
Well, and you know what? I've never been on a dating app, but I've talked to people who have been on them, and it seems like not everybody tells the truth.
No, and going back to when I was on one of the apps some 6-7 years ago, it was one of those cases where you see, okay, know her, nah, this ain't working, and then you get off.
Yeah, Ian's correct. There was this girl that I was trying to date. She didn't want to date me, so she recommended I go to a dating app, and she was the only match I got. Like, when I signed up for the app, it's like, I said, see, even the dating app knows that we're a match. Like, you keep trying to blow me off, and look.
No, that's funny, but I mean, I hear that, like, you know, people are so deceptive. It's like, wait, when they meet you, I mean, they're going to find out whether you're rich or not. They're going to, I mean, why lie on those? I mean, I think, you know, you might get more attention on a dating app if you were just, like, blatantly honest with somebody.
The problem is being blatantly honest in anything can backfire on you badly.
No,
so,
I guess so,
do you want to go that route, or do you fudge the numbers a little bit? That's the moral dilemma about dating in the 21st century.
I guess so. All right, Ian Ozan, enjoy your rainy afternoon tomorrow, and Coleman, you enjoy your afternoon as well. And we'll be talking to Coleman again in a few minutes. We've got to get to some of your text messages. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to James on the North Shore. James, thank you for hanging on, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Scoot. It's great to be with y'all today. I think one thing that Bill Belichick did right is he went, instead of getting a lady in her 30s or 40s, where in 20 years from now, if he's still alive at 90, he might skip on to another one. Like some of these other actors, they're up in their age, and they seem to like them very young. So if he keeps her young now, he can keep her longer. So instead of having mistake 3 and 4, he might just stop at mistake 3. Like
that's interesting
says.
Because, okay, in 10 years, he's going to be 82 and she's going to be 34. Maybe she's going to be too old for him, so he's going to go for somebody younger.
Yeah. She might last around. She looks pretty good. I think she still looks good in her 30s, 40s, and we'll see about her 50s. So I called today about, let's start off, you know, I have a couple of things I want to talk about. Please, people, make sure you get out and vote this weekend. Early voting starts for the amendments. Make sure you read those amendments because they're not cracked up to be what they say. So there's a lawsuit right now trying to stop them from going through, but they're going to go through. But just make sure you read them amendments. Some of them are talking about taking exemptions away from churches. Some of them, Amendment 2, and it says that it's going to give a pay raise to teachers. And analysts said most teachers will not get a pay raise. Some will probably even get a pay cut. So pay attention to that. And the bill tonight in the Congress, I feel like that bill is the Project 2025 bill. I feel like government's going to get shut down anyway. So why give them a slush fund to shut it down with? Well, we can shut it down, give some concessions. And, I mean, we want the government to stay open, but maybe we can do some things to make it where things just ain't so bad. So we'll see how that plays out. So
yeah, I don't think
the death penalty.
All right, go ahead. Well, I don't think the government's going to shut down. I think it's always a big game that they play, and they want to bring it to the brink of disaster, and, mm-hmm. and it's going to all work out. I don't expect the government to shut down. So I think that's going to be okay.
Yeah, good deal. So about the death penalty. One thing, the Ten Commandments that our government wants to put in every classroom says, "Thou shalt not murder." And it says, "Thou shalt not have engraved images." The Capitol is full of engraved images. He's talking about murdering when you do the death penalty. That's murder. But why have the commandments in the classrooms when you're doing the total opposite from what the commandments are saying? Instead of putting the commandments, just put a big old sign that says, "Life isn't fair." Boom. Yeah. Right there. That's what kids need to know. Life ain't fair, man. You got to do you. You got to be smart and don't rely on life.
Any parent that is not teaching their child that life isn't fair is failing their children. I mean, yeah, that's just a key.
With the death penalty, and like the Lord says, we don't repay evil with evil. So it's just our pride saying we got to pay these people back. Put them in jail for the rest of their life. Trust me, he's going to be in jail for the rest of their lives, man. You know, it's being in there. So that's plenty of punishment.
James, I understand that. I do. And that's why I say I have ambivalent feelings about the death penalty. I mean, if somebody ever did anything to my family, I would want the person dead. I would want them to just suffer horrifically in dying. I'd like to be there to watch it. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with this idea of taking a human life. But that's a topic for another show. What I really focused on this week with the death penalty is just, if we have the death penalty, why is it so damn difficult to find a way to bring an end to life that is not cruel and unusual? And these judges need to start standing up saying, wait a minute, these injections, I mean, look, it's death. So there might be a little pain, but I can't see how there's any pain from what I've heard about nitrogen. There doesn't seem to be any pain with like an overdose of fentanyl or morphine. Why couldn't you just give an injection of too much morphine or too much fentanyl? They would simply drift off and they're dead. If you're going to have the death penalty, you got to carry it out. And these bleeding heart liberals that are just, you know, trying to make it seem like everything is cruel and unusual, I don't buy it. If you're not going to ultimately bring life to an end, with a convicted person, then don't have the death penalty. So anyway, that's a topic of discussion that is never going to go away. The death penalty will always be discussed. All right, what are we going to see on Sunday afternoon? Yeah. I'll be there. Might be some drunk sugar mamas out there for Coleman. The crew of Argus is going to roll at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. And following that, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Metairie, starting at Rummel, going up Severn, turning left on Metairie Road, taking the Metairie Road route. And the weather Sunday is supposed to be spectacular, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm noticing that the people who give out the flowers, like the buzzards, the people who give out the flowers for kisses, I don't know whether that's ramped up or not, but there was a time in recent years when it seemed like people were not as interested in kissing strangers as they once were. And I'll tell you, that would not be for me, man. I'm a germaphobe. I'll give you a flower, but just don't kiss me. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Friday. Yeah, I talked about it Monday. I said, look, Monday. It's going to be Friday before you know it. And here we are. It's Friday already. Listen, I hope everybody realizes that when we were talking about Gail Benson and the fact that she is single, we were talking with utmost respect about Miss Benson. And honestly, nobody on this show is worthy of Gail Benson. So I want to be very clear about that. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. On the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, also on the WWL website, there's a blog about what we talked about yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser called and was telling me about a letter he wrote to Councilmember Freddie King about IV Waste and Sidney Torres's company continuing to keep the French Quarter clean. They were called in with an emergency contract before the Super Bowl, during and after the Super Bowl, for Mardi Gras as well, to keep the French Quarter clean. They've done such an incredible job, a lot of people want them to stay. But Billy Nungesser got a sense that there's an attempt to change things. And somebody really reveals some really interesting things on my Facebook page, which I read earlier. So to check that out, we've got the conversation with Nungesser. This is about a big local issue. And it goes to show you that we need to be involved in these issues. We, the voters and the citizens of this city. And we need to remember that our vote is important and make sure that you do vote, even when it's a minor election. But we need to let the politicians know that we're watching, and we've got to do all we can to vote in such a way that we stop people. We stop people from doing the same old thing. And it's always the same. Look at Cantrell. And there were questions about other mayors as well. I mean, we've had a history of problems with mayors. And we need to send out a clear message, and we're going to do it on this show, that the next mayor needs to be different. And everybody who's running for office, everybody who ends up running for mayor, they're going to be held accountable to the voters. And I'm going to make sure the voters know about this. Anyway, there's also the conversation with Freddie King, who also called in yesterday about the contract. And it seems like there may be an attempt to switch the contract to somebody because there's some kind of link to the city council. And we need to stop favoritism. We need to make sure the best person gets the job and stop giving people money and stop accepting favors. So, again, we're going to continue to follow this, but that's on our website. It's also on the SOTA Facebook page. Okay, let's take a very quick look at Scoot's news briefs. So there's a Republican congressman, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, who defied House Speaker Mike Johnson's warning not to hold town hall meetings. Why? Because Republican voters are pissed. The town hall turned out to be rowdy, with many of the Republican attendees yelling and jeering at the Republican congressman.
Carolina got rowdy.
I sense maybe a faction in this room of folks that might not have voted for President Trump.
Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards was the target of jeers, expletives, and searing questions on Trump administration policies.
Like him or not, Elon Musk has brought a lot of really smart people today. I happen to believe very much that President Trump supports our Constitution.
The exchanges got heated.
Yeah.
The man yelling there, Jay Kerry, got kicked out. He spoke to the AP before the meeting.
Stand up, protect the people that you're elected to stand up and protect. Our elected officials in this red district aren't doing it. They need to go.
Edwards' take on the night?
We're doing exactly what the American people sent us to Washington, D.C. to do.
Asheville is still recovering from devastating Hurricane Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, this guy's out of touch. This guy Edwards is totally out of touch. And I love, well, you know, they may not have voted for President Trump. You know what? They probably did. And there are Republicans who voted for Donald Trump who are pissed. Now, things might turn out to be great, but a lot of people are going to be hurt in the meantime. And Republicans should not dismiss the idea that a lot of Republicans are not happy. And Mark Levin, a Trump supporter, a Trump butt kisser, other people on Fox News who are Trump butt kissers, they have been critical of Donald Trump. So this is a reality that Trump has brought on himself, and we'll see what happens in the end. As Americans are really concerned about the economy, Vice President J.D. Vance says it's going to take time to fix things, but he's encouraged by what he's seeing in the 7 weeks since Trump took office.
It's not going to happen overnight. We're not going to be able to fix everything that Joe Biden broke. But I think after 7 weeks, the progress is pretty good.
Well, I don't think the progress is good at this point. It's not progress when it comes to the stock market. And a lot of Trump supporters are looking at their 401ks and they're PO'd. And rightfully so. Now, is this going to turn out to be okay? Maybe. But Republicans and Democrats and independents, Americans are going to be hurt in the meantime. Now, again, is it worth it? Well, we don't know that answer. It might be worth it. But some people are being hurt right now. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Metairie. Greg, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Happy Friday.
Hey, same to you. It's Gregory. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Hey, it's Gregory. Yeah, it's Gregory. Yeah. Hey, listen, just a couple of things. You know, I have a rule now in my age. You know, I only date girls over 50, and they have to be petite and have a nice pedicure. I did the girls younger than me, but we don't have anything in common because they're always on their phone, they're on Facebook, or they're on Instagram and stuff. It's like, hello, and you know, we're at a restaurant. Do you have to do that? But
yeah, you know, we'll do a show.
Women are
We'll do a show on that soon because I know the benefits of dating somebody younger. It's cool, and I certainly have done that. But there are also benefits to dating people close to your own age.
Exactly, and I find that, you know, we actually have conversations, and I'm single, but I date a lot, and girls have no problem with it because they're the same way. You know, I'm at that age where, you know, I mean, I do want a forever girl. I really do, but I just haven't found her yet. You know, it's very tough. That's okay. I was married once in my 20s. You know, I was married once. I was married for 8 years and when I was in the Navy. And it's really tough, man.
Yeah, it is. Really it tough. Is tough. And I mean, I respect people who are married and it lasts.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's what I wanted. I just said that. I said I'm always looking for my forever girl, but it just hasn't happened. For one reason or another, it's probably my fault. That I'm just going to, you know, dive on my sword there and take it. There's nothing I wanted to bring up, Scoot. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, except for Saturday, of course, which I'm bummed out about. But I hope I see you along Metairie Road. I'll be under the overpass near Gennaro's. That's where we used to go to Barretta's, but it's closed. So now we go under the overpass.
That's a hot spot.
On Metairie Road there. It is. And you got Gennaro's.
Yeah, listen. With the people giving away with the people giving away the flowers, are you concerned about germs? Do you kiss them for flowers?
Hell no, I don't want the flowers. I just go there and catch the cabbage, potatoes, carrots. That's what I go to. I'm 6'3".
I know.
I'm a very attractive guy, but I ain't gonna kiss no guy for a flower.
I know. I mean, kind of a fun.
But I got to be politically correct. I wanted to bring up something else.
All right, go ahead.
It is a fun question, and you know that parade rolling right through the district of a guy who I've known for over 25 years, who I admire. I don't think he's involved in that stuff as much as you say. The great Stephen Scalise. I don't know. Why didn't you mention Nancy Pelosi? She's worth over $200 million.
Well, I can't possibly mention. Look, Gregory, I can't possibly mention everybody.
And you didn't mention Chuck Schumer or from Vermont.
I talked about politicians. That includes all of them. Don't call me out because I didn't mention specific Democrats.
You really was on Steve Scalise, and I have known him to be a very,
all right,
very.
Let me look this up. Let me look this up right now. Let me look this up right now. Okay. Hang on, let me look this up right now.
Okay. I mean, I don't mean to be contentious, Scoot, but I mean, Steve Scalise is a good man, and we're lucky to have him.
Well, I think he's been a little bit too much of a brown noser with Donald Trump, but that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's another thing. Okay, like Nancy Pelosi wasn't a brown noser to Biden,
I can't
Obama,
talk about,
Clinton.
I can't, so, you know, that's whataboutism, and we don't participate in whataboutism on this show.
No, we don't do whataboutism, and I hate that conversation degraded to that. But you kept mentioning Steve Scalise in your first hour more than 3 or 4 times.
No, I don't know. I mentioned like the... He's just, look, it's because Republicans don't want to acknowledge their own, and a lot of Republicans listen to this show.
I do acknowledge my own, and when they're crooks, they're crooks. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative, staunch conservative, and I do call them out. We've had some losers, big losers. Steve Scalise is not one.
Well, you know, he's a good man. I mean, I know him. He's a good man. But I just, you know, some of the things that he supported with Donald Trump are not congruent with him going to a Catholic church. I'm sorry. I point that out.
Yeah, but you also understand politics, too. You have to go with this little time. You know, we got to get the best, you know, deal for our buck. And yeah, sometimes he's made some decisions I don't agree with. I'll be the first one to say that's all I'm saying. Steve Scalise.
I can't find his net worth here.
I've had private conversations with Steve Scalise, and he admits, you know, it's, I mean, you wouldn't believe, you know, what a friggin' whirlpool it is in D.C. I mean,
Well,
you gotta.
Okay,
you know.
Well, somebody needs to try to stop it, and if they all continue to participate in it, then they're all guilty. I'm not trying to pick on Steve Scalise. He's a very nice man, but I don't agree with all of his politics, and Steve Scalise and Nancy Pelosi and a lot of these people have benefited from being a politician, and they benefit in ways that you and I don't have a chance to benefit. I mean, that's a fact. Steve Scalise has money that he would have never had he not been in the position of being a politician, and he's not getting it just from his salary, because the salary is, it's not enough to amass that kind of wealth. I don't know what Steve Scalise's wealth is, and again, I can't find it right now. I had an estimate from a few years ago, but I'm not picking on Steve Scalise, so I don't want to get into that. But look, Nancy Pelosi's husband has benefited. If they know something's happening, and if they know something's going to happen with a vote in Congress, man, they're buying stock in a company in the industry that's going to benefit. They have benefits you and I don't have. They don't give a damn about their salary. That's pocket change to them. And it's pocket change to everybody in Congress, not just the Democrats. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So this Friday afternoon is going to evolve into what? Friday night. All right, listen, let me mention that there is, it's always great to enjoy the culture of other countries. The culture of India is coming to New Orleans on Sunday. The annual NOLA Holi Festival, spelled H-O-L-I, the NOLA Holi, H-O-L-I Festival, has been rescheduled from Saturday because of the weather, Saturday to Sunday. It's at Washington Square near Elysian Fields. I mean, that's not far from Jackson Square. So if you're in the French Quarter, the Marigny, Bywater, downtown, uptown, if you're not going to be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Metairie, look, I don't know everything about this, but it's crazy, it's fun, it's what they do in India, and it's being brought right here to the New Orleans area. It's colors. It's just incredible fun. This is what I've heard about this. And I love experiencing the culture of other countries. So the culture of India coming to New Orleans, the annual NOLA Holi, H-O-L-I festival. And if you go to NOLA, N-O-L-A, NOLA Holi, H-O-L-I.org, NOLA Holi, H-O-L-I.org. You can find out more information about that. All right, let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
Yeah, a few text messages are just responding to Gregory and, his comments on Scalise, and they're sharing their thoughts on Scalise. And one text says, maybe that's why Gregory can't find his forever woman, because he's a blowhard. Like, that was kind of rough.
Well, I'm not picking on Steve Scalise, but I like him. He's a nice, nice man. But I don't have to agree with his politics. And I see it in his eyes, and I feel it in his heart, that he has gone along with Donald Trump, that has gone against his personal will, his personal morals, his personal, just his personal character. And I think he's just going along like so many other people because they're afraid to go against him. And when are politicians going to stop being afraid of other politicians and can stand up for everything they believe in? And so I just know that people like Steve Scalise, I also mentioned Kennedy. I also mentioned Cassidy. And, you know, I don't want to play whataboutism because, of course, this is the Democrats as well. And I've said politicians in general, they benefit. And this came up because I was talking about watching the interview that Joe Rogan had with Elon Musk. And I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw a lot of it. And Elon Musk was talking about how they make such big money on $170,000 a year. Now, look, for a lot of you, $170,000, $75,000 a year is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to me, too. But, you know, it's hard to amass millions and millions of dollars from that. So there are other things they do, and they get to do things that other people like you and me don't get a chance to do. That's what started that conversation. And people like Steve Scalise and Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they don't amass all this money from their salaries. They amass it because of other things that they have the benefits of doing. Like, again, if they know a bill's coming up and they want to buy stock, or, you know, their husband or something or wife suddenly buy stock in a company that's about to benefit, well, that's how they make big, big gains. And somebody called earlier and said that they're immune from capital gains taxes. Well, who voted for that? They voted for that. So in essence, it's kind of a crooked business, even when it's done honestly.
All right. This text is going back to what we were talking about, the furry legislation in Texas. This texter wants to know, so all the folks that dressed as scrimp for Mardi Gras will be arrested in Texas?
Well, no, it depends on what they do. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to dress up to go to class. You know, I guess there's certain accent things you can wear, but a lot of people during Mardi Gras would be arrested if they wore that to school. But the main thing is to ban things like litter boxes from school, and that was never a problem. And I'm telling you the truth. You might believe it's a problem because you're locked into the conservative media echo chamber when you were told that was a problem when it really didn't happen.
All right. On the same vein, this text says, I caught rabies from a furry dressed as a wolf, and now I have to get my perineum shots periodically.
God, you know, as if the topic of being a furry isn't funny enough, I love that this audience, you know, gets into it. I know we got to get to a break here. This show has gone by way, way too quickly. And so in honor of Sunday, and we'll talk more about this Monday because we'll be on the air Monday, St. Patrick's Day. Here's a special song to think about as we head into this weekend with the St. Patrick's Day parade planned for Sunday in Metairie. Maybe Monday we could talk a little bit about the potato famine and the fact that the Irish people were starving. Tell me about this. The Irish people are starving and they live on an island? Why don't they go fishing? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.